This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Wow, how nice to sit around the table with my other co-hosts. JPC, would you please pass the spaghetti squash?
Absolutely. Here's the spaghetti and smush, smush, smush.
Thank you so much.
Aaron, would you pee?
Would you pee
in this cup for me? I have a drug test coming up.
I would love to, JPC.
Thank you.
Oh, you have a secret?
Yes, Adel, can you please pass the green beans?
Okay, I will pass the green beans. Let me eat these green beans. Nom, 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 nom. Okay, we'll wait 4 to 6 hours, and then I will pass them.
No. It's like 24 to 36 hours.
Not for Adel.
Speak for yourself, huh?
Wow.
Are you my gastroenterologist?
I'll go around the table and talk about what we're grateful for.
Oh, not thankful?
Is it Greatsgiving?
Yeah.
Is it Gratefulgiving?
Yeah. It's 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. We're celebrating Greatsgiving.
Okay, hold on. I forgot that it's Greatsgiving. Let me get my Parmesan here and just say when.
Great.
Okay.
Let me get my Jerry Garcia t-shirt here, okay?
And...
When?
Who?
I am thankful for this podcast because I am Adel Rafai.
I am thankful for my friends Adel and Aaron because I am JPC.
And I am thankful for Casey Tony because I am Aaron Keefe.
And go ahead, Casey Tony, when she says Aaron Keefe, just like edit like fart sounds over that or whatever.
Hey, and as we eat the rest of this dinner, do not feed Casey at the table, okay? He's going to lick your hand.
He's going to want human food from now on.
Because you two can leave. I have to clean up the fucking mess. Do not feed Casey under the table. Okay, are we clear?
I guess the thing I'm most thankful for is we treat and talk about our sound editor like he's a dog. He's sort of the only reason why the show works, but I like that we talk about him like he's a small dog that sits under the table.
Whoa, he never said small dog. If anything, Casey's a medium-sized dog. He's like a good-sized dog breed, like a border collie.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
He's got some torque to him. He's got a nice hemi under the hood.
This is my game. What breed of dog do we think Casey Tony is?
I love this question. I don't think he's a yippy small dog.
No.
I think he has a good bark. Don't say a hot dog. Casey
says
shut
hot
up.
Dog.
Casey, no, shut up.
Shut up, you hot dog.
Shut up, you hot dog. Shut up, hot dog.
Hot dog says
guy,
what? Hot dog shuts
There was
up.
A guy in high school that an upperclassman gave him the nickname Corn Dog, and that followed him. He's like, look at this corn dog looking guy. And he didn't look anything like a corn dog. I don't know what that means. But that name followed him for all of high school. And I thought Corn Dog is a really cool nickname, but he didn't care for it.
He didn't like it? I think that's a pretty good nickname. It's sort of middle of the road.
Yeah. It's gender neutral.
Yeah.
I remember, it must have been high school or college, there was like a lot of roasts going on, like a lot of maybe on TV roasts and stuff. And I remember people at parties would be like, look at this lifesaver neck motherfucker. And everyone would die laughing. And I'm like, that guy doesn't have a lifesaver neck. Like, I don't. But I think if you just said something confidently, there's a 4 or 5 year period where if you said something confidently, people would die laughing and be like, yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about roast humor is that a lot of it is just mean.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not necessarily funny as much as it is just, like, super mean, which can be funny. and sometimes it's funny when it's, like kind of celebrities doing it to each other because they're kind of on an equal, you know, an equal level. But when you take, like, roast comedy to the streets, it can turn pretty quick.
Yeah, to the halls of a high school. It's not great.
No. The power dynamics are different.
Well, welcome to the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You are probably on a plane or a train or in a car or walking to a family member's house to endure the holiday that is Thanksgiving. So we're going to keep you company for that. I'm Old Man Puzzles this episode, and normally... I would fuck around. And today is no different.
No,
how was your week?
Aaron. Okay, she got us.
How was your week? Is everyone having a good week?
I guess so. I don't fucking know what happened this week.
You know, here's my thing about the fall, and I've been on record as saying that I love the fall as early as last week when I talked about how much I loved the fall. But the thing is, it's winter too fucking quick, okay? It gets too cold too quickly.
I saw that it snowed on Friday.
I don't like it. I don't like the too cold already. I don't like that I'm already wearing fucking winter gloves. Yeah. That to me is too much.
Fall in Chicago is 2 weeks. It's snowing right now, Aaron.
Oh.
Aaron, we should say this is the first episode the first main feed episode we've recorded since your 30th birthday. I think the biggest question on the table is how was your week/30th birthday?
Well, I think I might have sprained my wrist while I was blow drying my hair today. So that's about it.
You spray painted your wrist while you were blow drying your hair. Aaron, I got to ask, what were you using as a blow dryer?
Paint.
It sounds like it was a can of spray paint.
I'm sorry. I'm having a good week. I have just been chilling. I'm watching a lot of Joe Pera, catching up before the new season episodes. It's so good.
I thought that was going into Joe Pesci.
No, I wish.
A follow-up question.
Do you think Joe Pera could do a Joe Pesci impression?
No.
I think it would be great.
I think they are diametrically different speeds.
Is Joe Pesci still alive?
Oh, yeah.
He's still with us, right?
Absolutely.
Then I would love to see a Joe Pera, Joe Pesci two-hander.
The Pera
Pesci. Let's get them in a room.
Buddy comedy.
A pair of Pesci's.
How was your weeks? Anything exciting happen? Your weekends? Did you go to the mall? Did you make a friend? Did you play a board game?
Yeah.
Now, Aaron, I got to tell you, I love how you always ask us about ourselves and ask us about our weeks. I love that feature on the show. But as we're approaching winter, I got to say, nothing is going to change. We're going to be in our apartments, in our homes, in our houses. We're going to be all bundled up. Someone's like, hey, I heard about a concert. I'll be like, fuck you. You talked to me in the spring. You don't even look at me until spring. And that's going to be winter. You know, it's like it's hunkering down season.
Oh, I will say the one fun thing that happened this past week was JPC and I and Arnie Parrott went to go see Big Grande at Lincoln Lodge in Chicago.
Sounds so cozy. How was it?
It was delightful. Wonderful show.
It was a very fun show.
Got to hang with them afterwards for a while. Got to meet some Hey Riddle fans. Shout out to Lydia.
Pretty cool.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, it was a very good time.
Lydia sat at our table, was very brave. We were being very funny, and they were doing their best to be very brave. We love to meet a brave fan of the show.
I'd say they're all brave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very jealous. That would have been fun for them to come while I still lived in the city, but I get it. It's pointed.
It was very funny because we went with a friend of the show, Arnie Parrott, and I was talking to Lydia while Adel was getting a drink, and they were very excited to meet me. Who wouldn't be? And I said, and Adel's sitting right next, right here. And then there was a third empty chair, and I was like, and this chair is Arnie Parrott. It's not Aaron. just to adjust expectations. Aaron will not be joining us for today's presentation.
That's okay. I would prefer Arnie Parrott. That's like the best person to sit next
to. Oh, me too.
He's the best. He will have an awesome drink order. Come on, Adel. You love sitting next to Arnie. He's going to tell you what cocktail to order, and he's going to say hilarious stuff.
Okay.
Adel, come on, be reasonable.
You love him.
Who would you rather sit next to, you or Arnie? Come on,
I mean, this sucks. Do you guys mind if I'm gonna take a little break? Can you guys?
Yeah, we do mind. We just started the show.
Okay,
so no breaks. This guy's always fucking. No, it doesn't take breaks. Arnie.
That's true. He did Arnie's the music.
Never, he's never taken breaks. And if he does, do I hear about him? No. He separates that kind of stuff. Okay. Unbelievable.
Hey, Adel, I also love
professional. Yeah.
Can I tell you something about sitting next to you?
Yeah.
It's either great or it's the worst choice I've ever made. Because if one weird thing, one sort of off moment happens in whatever you and I are watching, we're going to get the giggle so bad and one of us is going to have to stand up to leave. Are you telling me that you don't do that? Something weird doesn't happen on the stage and then you go, huh? And then there, I have to go, I'm sorry, I have to leave. Adel's has the giggles and now I'm going to get them.
There are a lot of moments where Aaron and I will catch each other's eyes and then it's like, I can't recover from this.
On stage, if someone says something weird, I go, just don't look at me, Adel. We're going to be able to maneuver our way through this if you just do not look at me.
I think that one of the big advantages of sitting next to Adel at a thing is he's probably going to order, like, food or something. Mm. And he's probably going to, like, you know, you can pick at that with him. Now, in COVID times, it's slightly different. And I was shit out a lot because all he was ordering was alcohol. And I tried to pick at it, and he was like, get your fingers out of my beer. And I was like, I'm trying to have fun. Like, you're having fun. I want to have fun.
I dumped some Skittles in my beer, and I said, go fish them out, bitch.
Adel's personality is that of a generous man on his last day on Earth. Adel's always like, French fries for the table. I'll get you a drink. Do you want me to order you a car home? Who needs anything at all? That's how he operates on a Tuesday.
It's like Brewster's Billions, but it's like Adel's Hundreds.
Hundreds.
You're like, are you sure, man?
And,
are you sure you need to spend this?
And my accountant is telling me not to try and spend it all within a week. I'm buying rare stamps. I'm buying John Candy all the jewelry he wants.
Well, speaking of generosity, it would be very generous of the two of you to participate.
No.
In that. Come on,
no, thanks.
Man.
Hard pass.
No. So, we give it the office.
Since tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
And this might be a lot of people's first Thanksgiving with family since COVID happened.
Their virginity. Oh.
Their virginity.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people probably lost their virginity this year, too, so we can't discount that.
Yeah, I never discount them.
You never forget your first Thanksgiving.
This is going to be your first Thanksgiving since you fucked.
Yeah, but
isn't
also,
that wonderful?
Virginity is sort of a social contract. I'm excited for you if you're excited, but also just like, don't stress too much about your virginity.
I want to see a scene.
No.
I want to see a scene.
No, Adel. We don't have time.
Come on. We don't have time. Okay. How was your week, Aaron?
No.
How was your 2 weeks ago?
So, I kind of forget how to act in social situations.
Sure.
And so I created a list of scenarios, and we're going to do a what would you do if you found yourself in this Thanksgiving specific scenario. And then you guys can sort of tell me what you would do, and we can give advice to the listeners about what they should do if they find themselves in that situation.
Aaron, there's
this is perfect.
There's a popular TV show called What Would You Do? Do you know about this?
Yeah. I mean, it's my nightmare to make it on that show. Anytime I'm at a restaurant and someone's like yelling at their daughter,
Here's my thing, Aaron. It is my nightmare to not be on that show. Because what's going to happen is someone will be like robbing a convenience store and I'll be like, this is clearly what would you do? And I'm going to step in front and be like, give me that gun. And then I'm going to get my brains blown out. And I'll be like, fuck, I thought it was the show.
How many episodes of that show have you ever watched? Has there ever been a gun involved in any one of those episodes? That's insane.
I don't know how to help you.
I'll be like, stop yelling at that waiter. And then they'll be like, wait, great, we'll focus on you. And they'll throw me through the window and I'll be like, I wish I was on the show.
Adel's going to be in like a hostage situation or like a chemical spill. And he's like, relax, I know what show we're on. And people are like, don't touch those chemicals. That's chemicals.
Everyone relax, that bear's animatronic. And they're like, no. We're in the wilderness.
Now we know why Adel has gotten into so many fights. He thinks he's always on the show. What would you do?
He thinks he's always on the show.
I call out injustices everywhere.
Okay. So some of these are going to be easy. Some of these are going to be hard. Let's just get started.
That's been my experience in life.
Yeah. And I want you to just go with your gut on this. Okay?
Sure. Okay.
Just quick answers.
Because my gut is always telling me puke. It's poison. It was poison. You shouldn't have eaten it. You got to puke now.
Well, you shouldn't
it was
have taken
poison.
That job from the king to test all his food. Okay, so your aunt asks what you want to do with your English degree. What do you do?
I tell
answer in French.
I tell my aunt.
Wow.
I tell my aunt I want to write a novel based on her life, and then I fucking drag her in the book.
Okay, I love it. All right.
Oh yeah, I would say that I want to go into journalism with my English degree, and then depending on what the dynamic of my family is, I would be like, some of my idols are Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson. Or I would go the other way and be like Bill O'Reilly. Or I would go the complete opposite direction and I would go one of those morons from Fox and Friends. But I basically only know those, that kind of area. Don Lemon.
I think that's great advice. Ready? Your crazy uncle says vaccine schmaxine.
Oh, I've already thought about this one.
What are you going to do?
I would say, well, yeah, I mean, obviously, like, for most people, it doesn't work, but you know that you can get the Johnson & Johnson, and then if you don't like the results, you can go back as long as it's within 48 hours, you can go back and just ask them to take it out. So here's my thought process here. Johnson & Johnson, that's one shot. If you can convince your crazy uncle that they could actually go do takesies, backsies, Johnson & Johnson,
back-sies.
You just vaccinated your crazy-ass uncle. And then he goes back to Walgreens or whatever 48 hours later, and they're like, what are you talking about, you fucking maniac? Get out of here.
That's kind
of
smart. Adam, what would you do?
You just saved a life. Yeah.
I politely laugh, and then I make a knowing glance at my sister. She picks up one end of the table, I pick up the other, and we move the whole dinner to the front lawn, and we continue with our uncle sitting in the house still.
Yeah. I love that one. Honestly, Adam, I think that one might, if you can't think of an answer to any of these, that's probably going to work for most of these, okay?
And I'm like, I'm not sharing a tight space with this moron.
A cool teen rolls their eyes at you.
Cool teen. Are we related to this cool teen?
Yes.
Okay.
I got something. I guess I'm just shooting off the dome, but this is kind of the direction that I would go. I'm just going to keep talking. I don't really have anything planned, but this is how I'm going to start it. I see them roll their eyes, and I say, "Hey, Brian, did you just roll your eyes?" And they say, "No." I'd be like, I'm not mad. I just want to know, did you just roll your eyes? Finally, I'd be like, "Yeah, fine. I rolled my eyes." I'd be like, "Well, you heard about the kid whose eyes rolled out of his head, right? He rolled his, he found everything so fucking stupid and boring, and he was so sarcastic, and he rolled his eyes, and he rolled his eyes, and he rolled his eyes, and one day, his eyes rolled right out of his head." And then Brian says something like, "You know, that didn't fucking happen, that's not a story, that's nothing." And I'm like, "Okay, Brian, well, how about this? How about I beat the fucking shit out of you?" How about I beat your ass, Brian?
What if he's 13 or 14, not like 19?
Easier, okay. Way easier. Well, yeah, the older he gets, the harder it's going to be for me to beat his ass.
All right, that's a good answer. Adel?
Aaron, a cool teen rolls his eyes at me. I look him dead in the face, and I crumble.
Oh, okay.
I excuse myself. I go up to my room. I text my mom, "Is he gone yet?" Once he's gone, I come downstairs, and I quietly enjoy movies.
Yeah, you just like are sniffling from the crying upstairs. Yes. Perfect.
I might also see him roll his eyes and say, "Did you just roll your eyes at me?" When I was your age, we were rolling joints, dipping them in an embalming fluid, and getting as fucking high as we possibly could. What are you doing, you little fucking coward? You're rolling your eyes at a Thanksgiving?
And you guys, you can have that
go
advice for
go do hard
free.
Drugs and then get back to me.
You know what? Do that. Do that.
Do not dip weed in embalming fluid.
You know
that
what?
Will fuck
do
you
that.
Up. That's basically poison.
You could just go and ask them to take it out the next day.
You can. You can always get it out at CVS.
A dog that looks lifeless behind its eyes wins the Purina dog show when the Australian Shepherd is right there.
What is the Purina dog show?
The dog show on Thanksgiving. It's right after
I'm sorry?
The parade.
I think you can extrapolate what it is, JPC.
I'm sorry, JPC. Do you...
Is it like a puppy bowl? Is it that?
Is it a puppy bowl?
What is
it? Dogs
it
eating
is a
Thanksgiving.
Dog show.
What is?
Is it dogs eating Thanksgiving?
No, it is a dog show on Thanksgiving. You wake up, you watch the parade. Santa's at the end. He waves. You're feeling festive, and then the dog show comes on, and it's the Purina dog show. Am I crazy? Adel, back me up.
No, and JPC, let me just do what you did. What is the Pizza and Putt-Putt Palace? What is that? What's possibly housed there at Pizza and Putt-Putt Palace?
That's a really
Same
silly
question.
Name, Adel. You're not really getting the better of this exchange.
Fuck you.
Same question. Is there a court? Is there royalty? It's a palace. Is Pizza and Putt-Putt, are they the king and queen? Oh. Like, who is the prince?
Pump the brakes, Jerry.
Adel, I wish you chose a less silly name. Okay.
My question is, the Puppy Bowl is technically a dog show. It's a show featuring dogs. It's in place of the Super Bowl. There are dogs playing football. My guess was a Thanksgiving dog show is like dogs eating a Thanksgiving turkey, and I would love to see that.
No, you know,
pack of dogs
eating
at a table.
Where people will breed dogs, and they're beautiful, and they're too perfect, and it's probably bad for the dogs, but... And then a lady in a sparkly jacket walks around, and she goes, "This one has good teeth, and the tail's in the right place. And I've checked out its butt, and it's pretty good." Like, and then they give an award to the dog.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I just didn't know that would, they do that every year on Thanksgiving.
Every year. And it's great. You should put it on while you're cooking.
And can we please not bring
up... My answer is change the channel.
Can we not bring up the Puppy Bowl? Because I just found out that they do not receive any income from their image and likeness. So if you buy a Puppy Bowl jersey and wear it around, they don't receive any royalties or anything from that.
Yeah, and also they probably have just not safe to smash your head that many times.
Yeah, they all have concussions.
Those...
They have, what is it, CRE or what is it?
No, it's CTE. It does stand for cute, tiny, E-word, any E-word.
So I guess
E-word
for a dog. Change the channel.
Yeah, thank
Next
you,
question.
Thank you.
You sneeze while making mashed potatoes and you're 80% sure none of it got in there. What do you
okay.
do?
Okay, well, mashed potatoes is what I call making love. So I sneeze while making mashed potatoes, wink, wink. And I'm pretty sure what happened?
So much happened
what,
so fast.
What are you, a game show host from the 40s?
Name a place you might make mashed potatoes.
So you and the missus are making mashed potatoes in the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Where's the weirdest place you've made mashed potatoes? In the butt. Uh-oh.
That gives also post-potatoes, like, another interesting
smoking
wrinkle.
Smoking a cigarette.
Sweetie, cuddle. I'm post-potatoes right now.
Unbelievable.
Let me just roll over.
Okay.
A cigarette? Post potatoes? That's
no
the best
peg.
Thing in the world.
I won't be mashing potatoes. No peg.
So I guess just serve them is our advice.
No, if I'm 80% sure I didn't get it in there, then I do another sneeze, make sure I get it in there, and then put the potatoes on the table.
Perfect. Someone throws a football at you. What do you do?
Let it hit me in the face. Damages. And
perfect.
That's
trick question. Never gets to me. Katana cuts the football in half. Mid-air. Fruit ninja
you
style.
You cannot bring that to Thanksgiving.
I twirl it around. Then I wipe the football blood. I don't know what's inside of those things. Off. I like flick it off into the grass and then wipe the katana off.
JBC, I'm pretty sure it's not blood. I don't know, though. I guess I don't know.
I've never taken a life that I didn't need to take. It is part of my code as a football ninja.
I'm having a lot of fun today. Okay.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What's up?
Do you think that I was the kind of kid that owned a katana?
No. I don't.
At all?
I think if I had to choose between if you were the kind of kid who threw a football or had a katana, I'd say katana all day.
Yeah, that's a good bet. That's a good bet. You'd be winning money on that winner, winner, chicken dinner. I did. I have a replica katana and a replica English broadsword.
Wow. Do you still have them? Where are they? Gone?
Yeah,
now?
Let's see.
Broadsword is
do I
Abby
still have
and
them?
Alana, or what's her?
Yes, yeah. And Hannibal Burris is a big part of my broadsword as well. No, I don't have them anymore. I mean, they're probably in a box somewhere in my dad's basement, or potentially my little brother took them at one point.
Hmm. I can't imagine a box that would house a broadsword.
It's the box the swords came in. So imagine that.
Okay. Another guest shows up in the same J. Crew sweater as you. What do?
I scream because I never put on that sweater.
I say, "Oh my God, you wrote J. Crew?"
All right.
I wrote J. Crew in college.
Okay. Next.
I was the coxswain. Huh? What? I actually want to take this one seriously.
Okay.
This is a family member of mine. Mm-hmm. And they show up wearing the same sweater as me.
Yeah, and it's like obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I got to think like none of my family has, we don't have like a similar fashion sense. So I think I'd be legitimately impressed and I think I'd have like a new conversation point to start with one of my like uncles or cousins or something.
Wait, you're saying your mom doesn't wear tank tops and a backwards hat?
Well, We assume that those were my birth parents. I don't believe it. I believe that I was birthed by a cartoon dog wearing a tank top and a backwoods hat.
I think you were
my dad.
You're what happened when a dolphin drank Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
JPC, you're choosing to see it as a positive thing, like as a conversation starter. I think that's great.
Yeah, I would be. I mean, what is my family gonna fucking care? My family's not gonna be like. I don't have the type of family that would be like, oh, look at the two people wearing the same, you know, sweater. My family is more likely to be like, no ham and the green beans. Come on. What are we doing here? No ham and the green beans.
No ham and the green beans.
That's my favorite Chris Rock bit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And speaking of ones that could have a positive spin, Adel, I think that you could probably positively spin this. Mm. If anyone can, you can. Your turkey comes back to life and starts running about the room. What do you
think? I think I applaud it and cheer it on. And I say, go get grandma. Get grandma.
I have a really important clarifying question. Aaron, is this happening at my house or is this happening at like a family member's house?
I love this question. It's happening at a family member's house, so it's not entirely your responsibility.
Okay, well, I guess my answer is the same, but the equipment has changed. I do put Yakety Sax on, but I'm just playing it on my phone because I'm not really sure if they have Bluetooth speakers or if I can connect to them. If it's my house, I'm definitely piping that throughout the whole house just so... we're all on the same page as to what this thing is doing. But yeah, I will follow as close as I can to the turkey just to make sure the full effect
can you imagine
is kind of there. But
if there's a cooked turkey running around the room and just the phone audio from your cousin across the room. It's not even that loud for everyone to really hear it. It's just sort of the faint like idea of it.
And I'm like, sorry, everybody, Spotify only has a live version, so it's not... That's not the best.
You have to listen to an ad before it starts.
I like the idea of every time you get like a call or like the music stops for a minute, the turkey stops running and kind of just like folds its arms, folds its wings, and kind of patiently taps its toes.
Well, now, Adel, I guess I have a question for you.
Sure.
Now, unfortunately, there was a time in my life where this would have been true. It is no longer because I'm a chronic downsizer, and I know that you are not this way. Do you have like props and costume pieces in your house that you could easily go get to and, you know, provide the turkey like wigs and fake sunglasses and stuff like that?
100%.
Okay, well then I wish I had. That would be my go-to move is like, this turkey's running around. I got to make sure it's able to do bits. I used to own 10 wigs. You know, I don't have that stuff anymore.
So almost have like a Pretty Woman-esque moment where you're reading a newspaper and it goes into a room, comes out, and you shake your head and it goes back in and it keeps trying on different outfits.
Sure, it'll be like a Kindle because we're going to like age it like to the modern times. Uh-huh. But it's essentially the same thing. Yeah, yeah.
I have a Beatles wig I would love to see a turkey wear.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah, just sort of a little Ringo like, Starr turkey. That's festive.
The Groucho eyes and glasses with the fake nose. I'd love to see that on
a
turkey,
that, yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Only three more, and then we'll go on a break. And then I have a ton of riddles, so we'll do those after the break. Okay.
Oh, could I get a little shirt to put on it that says Based Friends? And there's an arrow pointing to me.
We're not going to stop that. I would never withhold that from you.
I think you
deserve that kind of joy. All right, next one. Preteens ask you to film a TikTok with them, and you're not sure if they want you to be in it or to film it for them. What do you do?
I will say TikTok terrifies me. Not in terms of like how to use it or anything or like technology, but there'll be I just watched a video today that was like 400,000 likes, and it was just a woman and like a little thing appeared on her head that cycled through all the different types of iPhones. And then it landed on iPhone 12, which I guess it was saying, like, which iPhone are you? And it said iPhone 12. And she, like, gave a little gasp and a giggle and stuck out her tongue. And that had 400,000 likes. So that kind of shit terrifies me of, like...
That's fun.
In a world where everyone is... In a world where people think that's good content, nothing is good content.
So you're not filming it.
Nothing is good content.
No, I would... I refuse to partake in any help with TikTok.
Of course, I do this. I mean, this is the same thing as if someone wanted me to take a picture at like a large gathering. I, of course, say that I will. I grab their phone. I position everything. I get everything ready. And then I flip the camera back to myself. And then I take a video of just me while they're doing whatever they're doing. And then I upload that directly to TikTok or just hand the phone back to them if they're strangers and they ask me to take a big group photo. And that's that. And then I go about my day.
I think that's a little bit cruel because they go, what if they captured gold?
Here's the thing, Aaron. I know 90% of the photos that are going to be taken, of the videos that are going to be taken, are not going to be better than a video of me because I'm one of the funniest people that I've ever met. So if I'm giving someone a photo of me or a video of me looking at a phone, that's something that they can treasure for the rest of their lives. Not some piece of shit thing that they'd probably fucking forget about and delete anyway.
Wow, you're just like fucking Banksy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Providing value.
Thank you.
You changed my mind. I agree with you now.
Someday a private collector is going to put all of my art in a museum show. And I'm going to see the sign as I'm walking about and I say, you know what? I know I did good. I know I did good to the world.
Can we start, JPC, is there a time this winter that works for you where you and I can meet up in that park that's close to us and we just like to face...
Katana fight?
Yeah. We just like to face some property, but you sign it, JPC, and then we start doing that around Chicago and like slowly but surely you gain a fan base, but you never try and hide yourself. You're like... It, like daily, you go on TV and you're like, I'm Japesy. Like, please believe me. That's kind of fun,
like,
right?
Banksy, who's just kind of like out there.
Yeah, who's like sweaty for attention.
Yeah. A real thirsty Banksy.
Or katana fight.
Or we meet up in that park every Wednesday and we do a fucking katana fight, my man.
Under my katana, Anna.
All right, two more.
Hey. Oh, two more.
Sorry. Your brother-in-law tells you the internals might have been good if it hadn't tried to be so woke while you're just trying to enjoy some pie. What do you do?
Huh.
I never stopped chewing the pie. And every time, from that day forward, for the rest of my life until one of us dies, every time I see him, I'm pretending to chew pie and holding up a one-minute finger.
I mean... Here's the thing about my brother-in-law's opinion there. I don't think he's wrong.
No, you JBC, don't do this. That's literally the worst thing.
I mean, look, there was no world in which the Eternals was gonna be good, right?
I liked it.
I think I liked it too. My only complaints was that I didn't see it and it was a little too woke.
The Eternals, that's a little lifeist, isn't it? What about us who are mortal, okay? Some of us die.
Yes,
and I don't see myself on screen as someone who dies.
If all of the Marvel movies came out when I was a kid or a teen, this would have been my favorite.
I haven't seen
it. Wow, really?
Yeah, I really loved it. And I just, I thought it, I could go on and on about it. And maybe one day I will. But people don't like it when I get too chatty on the show.
False.
Wow. Feeling very called out is what Adele is thinking. Not me. I don't ever feel self-conscious about something like that.
Last one.
Yes.
Your mom can tell that you got high before dinner, and she rage whispers, why can't this just be a nice day? This could be grandma's last Thanksgiving. She says this every year. What do you do?
I say, grandma doesn't deserve any more nice days. Grandma is a racist. Grandma deserves exactly what's coming to her. And then I look at grandma for this part and I mouth, in hell.
I love it. Adam, what would you do?
I think I laugh hysterically, pick up the remote control, aim it at my mom, and try and change the channel.
Perfect. Well, we hope that that is helpful for your Thanksgiving tomorrow. If not, we're sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Oh, okay, sorry. JPC's not
sorry. Don't put that on me.
I'm sorry.
I know, Adel's always sorry, and JPC's never sorry, and I'm always very confused. All right, you guys, about to go to break. What would you do?
Holy shit, we're the three bears. I never even thought about that. We are the three bears. I'm Mama Bear, JPC's Papa Bear, and Aaron, your baby bear.
And we'll be right back. JPC, Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like from Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison. Big Scuba Daddy. Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Oh boy, that break was too cold.
That break was too hot.
And I got porridge in my bed.
Forget
mashed potatoes.
Smoke a cigarette.
So we're mostly going to be doing listener-submitted riddles, and I guess this technically counts, but this morning when I was curating riddles, I said, hey, Sean, write a riddle really quick.
Oh, wow.
And he was just minding his own business, and then he wrote this one.
Interesting just to see the window into your relationship, because there was no pleas. There was no, I mean, it's just, it is right to business. And this is your job, and it's not his.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, Sean, do my work for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So and you say hump, and he says how high.
Exactly. what acts like you, but only when you're there?
Drunk Aaron.
Exactly. I do very good impressions, but I have to hear you talk right before I do it.
What acts like you, but only when you're there? Is that like me doing an impression of Aaron being like, I'm Aaron.
Oh, that's so weird, because I was going to do an impression of you that's like, I'm JPC. Can you believe this?
But I love how we don't do these behind each other's backs.
No.
We will only do these impressions if you are there to your face.
Yeah, I respect you too much to do that behind your back.
Same.
I'm JPC. I'm such a little asshole. Right?
Is this boogers or is this dip? Too late.
Sorry, real quick. You're both doing the same 8-year-old boy.
I don't think so. I'm doing a spot-on impression of JPC from Hey Riddle Riddle.
Mine is a picture-perfect Aaron. Okay, Casey, go ahead and just do whatever you do with the audio to make those both sound like us.
Is it a mirror?
Yes. You got it.
Whoa. Was Sean... Wait, let me ask this question. When Sean wrote this riddle... Was he standing in front of a mirror, shirtless, dripping milk all over his body, or...
You wish.
You know what? I'll take my answer offline.
No, he made that up very quickly, and I was very impressed, and I said, you know
what,
I'm actually
going
to read it. All right, since that's done, next riddle.
Thank God we only had Sean on the Patreon one time, because I think that he's kind of maybe better at this than us.
That's true.
I'd like to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and now you may. Your timeout is over, and now you may see a scene.
Thank you so much. Father Riddles. Aaron, you are walking past the mirror. You notice something unusual. You go back to stand completely in front of it for a while. JPC, you are her reflection, but something's a little bit off.
All right. Someone just said I had something in my teeth, so I'm just going to go check that. Oh. Whoa. That's a little... That's weird.
5 days.
What? What? Who said that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We literally are not supposed to do this.
Oh my god, my reflection's talking to you.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Trust me, do not tell anyone about this. This is such against union rules, but I just had to stop you and tell you 5 days.
5 days till what? Or 5 days since what?
I really can't say anymore.
That
I don't know if that
sucks.
Will prepare you. I don't know if that will prepare you, but...
That sucks. That's worse than not saying anything.
And now I gotta go back to
you. You have to
it?
Tell me. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
All right. Well, now you're just delayed. Now you're just doing everything I'm doing 30 seconds after me. Just tell me what happens in 5 days. Is it good? Is it bad?
That depends. Where do you stand on the concept of death? Is that like a positive or like
don't.
A negative?
Am I dying? Am I killing someone? Does someone I love die?
Okay, yes.
What? All three?
What,
no.
Just a general yes to that line of questioning.
Knock, knock. Ma'am, are there any other sizes I can bring you? Is everything okay in the fitting room?
No, I was just getting something out of my teeth, and these jeans fit great.
These jeans, by the way, these do not fit great.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I'm hearing these conflicting. Did you want different jeans? Are there two of you in there?
No, no, no. There's just me in here. Thank you.
Okay.
What happens in 5 days?
That second one was me trying to help you.
I look great in these jeans.
Wearing, sure, but they're the wrong size.
You know what?
They don't fit you.
And I'm going to smash this mirror. What happens to you if I smash it?
I would say I would change what I was going to say to like 1 minute.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because I can see the way that you balled up your fist there. You're going to cut all of your wrists.
Okay, hey, how about this?
Okay.
5 days.
Okay.
Something bad's going to happen to you in 5 days. I actually know something about you.
I'm you. So, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Doctor, we have a patient on the gurney here. She punched a mirror. She's lost a lot of blood. What's your diagnosis?
Okay. Well.
2 days? 2 weeks?
God, if I had to guess, I'd give her maybe 5 days.
Come on.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but this injury is severe. I'd say 5 days at the most.
Wait a minute. You're my fucking reflection. This is not a real doctor. This is my reflection.
Same.
Reflection of a doctor.
Oh, my God. Okay, so
it was a reflection of a woman.
Riddles come from Christina Khan. No, they don't suck.
They don't suck. And Aaron, the little game that you played up top, I got to give credit where credit is due. That was great. It wasn't riddles, so shame on you. But it was very fun, so I have to give you props for that.
Well, I'm so glad. I mean, it's a holiday. We can divert from the expectations.
Aaron, we can do whatever we want at any time. The only thing is we just got to suffer those consequences.
That's fine.
When people are mad, we got to let them be mad.
Well, I'm going to get to some riddles right now, so now they can't be too, too mad. Christina.
Well, if anyone's mad at this point, it's because I'm delaying the riddles. So if you are mad that the riddles aren't coming, you know where to focus that hate.
JPC. Okay, so Christina says we can use her full name and that we could also address her as Captain, Baby Girl, or My Dude. So those are all on the table.
Gotcha.
I hope you're doing well. I've been wanting to write y'all some riddles for a long time. So these are basically like book puns. They're like bookish riddle puns. And I think you're going to enjoy these.
JPC.
Damn, I got to be smart to do these.
No, you don't have to be smart, but they're fun.
Okay. Okay, good.
These are the two things in life I hoard.
It sort of like combines
yes,
a book
true.
Title with something else. That's the best way to describe
this. This is right in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
When one wizard isn't enough, a famous magical school creates a copy.
Hogwarts, but the pun would be...
So it's the name of one of those books. So it's not like from the books.
I see, I see. So it's one wizard is not enough?
A famous magical school creates a copy.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So it's like, is this like Harry Potter and the Xerox of Azkaban or some shit like that?
Right.
Or...
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Clone?
You got it.
Yeah, baby.
Whoa.
Or for all you Brits, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Clone?
There you go. Uh-huh. For 13 long years, he's been held captive by Will Ferrell in a TV station, but now he's free and he's going to settle some debts. This is from the same series that you just mentioned, from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. The whole time I was like, what book stars Will Ferrell?
No.
Wait. Will Ferrell has kept Harry Potter hostage in a TV station? Will Ferrell must not go back to Hogwarts.
I don't understand what's happening. Can you read this one again?
Yes.
Yeah, I need to hear this
one
again.
It's another title of a Harry Potter book.
Uh-huh.
How are we to know that? That's my question.
Yeah, because I'm telling you that.
Hold on, real quick. Is it like Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Anchorman?
Yep.
Okay.
You got it. I didn't even have to read it again.
What's the 13 years in Anchorman?
No. The 13 years is referring to Sirius Black.
That's how long he was in Azkaban.
That's how long he was
got
in
it.
Azkaban.
Okay. All right, my dude. You're on thin ice.
Keep up. A group of men, hobbits, and more come together to help their friend who has gotten on the wrong side of a bee.
Lord of the Stings.
Mm-hmm.
The Fellowship of the Blingering.
The Fellowship of the Sting. A ranger, a dwarf, and an elf travel the countryside in search of their lost friends and end up holed up in a mountainside fortress where everyone bathes twice daily.
Lord of the Rings, the two showers.
Yep. After a lifetime of roaming and war of good and evil, a man finally takes back what is rightfully his. Flashy jewelry. Just so much flashy jewelry.
Is this another Lord of the Rings one?
Mm-hmm, it's a third.
Return of the Bling?
Yep. Nice.
Okay. Adel,
you're good at this. You're right.
I think I have a good brain for this, but I'm also massively confused at the beginning of each one of these.
Good. I think you're definitely going to get this one, Adel, and I also think you're going to like this one. Are you ready?
Hell yeah. Yes.
Adel, whatever you're doing, it's working, so keep going.
He's a feline of great wealth who constantly throws parties, and yet something seems to be missing from his life.
Felix the Great Catsby.
Nope. Yes, the Great
That's
Catsby.
Pretty great.
In a world that revolves around science and efficiency, society keeps everyone in check with rigid social structures and a shit ton of MDMA.
Biden's America.
No! Save it for Thanksgiving.
This is... Oh, what's the name of that fucking book?
This is 1980 Pills.
Is this the one where it's like... All the kids are bouncing a red ball, and then one of the balls rolls away, and the kid is, like, terrified.
I don't know. I can't read. Where do you go, and there's, like, lights, and you do drugs sometimes,
club.
And you dance?
The club.
But a specific kind of party.
A disco?
No.
Ender's Rave.
Yeah. No, but you
rave.
Got the...
Rave. That's a Rave
word.
New World.
Yeah.
A Rave Aldous Huxley. New World.
A dude uses Photoshop to make his penis seem bigger.
JBC's
normal. That's
biography.
Just normal.
Sorry, I missed
a dude
it.
Uses
a
Photoshop.
Dude uses Photoshop to make his penis seem normal.
Yeah, I think I really love this one. It's funny.
What book and what famous book involves a guy photoshopping?
Nothing. That's the name that.
Is there a book that involves a penis? Something penis? Thing?
Yeah. There's a word in it. It's about a
Charles
whale.
Dickens. Oh, Moby. It's Moby Dick. So it would be.
Show me dick.
Photoshop would be Adobe dick.
Yeah.
Hey, you fucking Adobe dick motherfucker.
Fun.
Laugh. 2 minutes of laughter for no reason.
A scientist builds a man and then he smokes the good shit.
Mary Shelley's
Frankenweed.
No.
Franken. Is it?
Bakenstein.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Dankenstein.
Dankenstein.
I'd like to see a scene.
Monster.
You are Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster, and it's day one, and you two are just getting super high together.
Ah, friend. friend, say that word.
Friend.
Friend.
Holy shit.
Friend.
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 You know what's fucked up?
What?
I made you out of dead bodies.
Don't, shut up, shut up. I don't want to think about
it. I had to touch them. I touch all the dead bodies.
Am I repulsive?
No. Dude, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
You're freaking hot. You're a smoke show.
Fire?
No, fire bad.
No. Am I straight fire?
Oh, yeah.
Hot,
dude, yes.
Smoke show fire?
You know what we should do? You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? Dude, legendary
Rob
idea.
A bank.
You know what we're going to do? Yes. I don't remember what I was going to say.
I can rip door off hinge. Oh, hinge. Let's go
yes,
on hinge.
That's right.
Find
we
me,
gotta get you on a date.
Date.
We got to find you a date. Wait, you, dude, you are going to crush.
Literally.
What are you? Okay, let's do some like physical stats. What are you? You're like 7'4"? 7'2".
Yeah.
You look like 7'4".
540 pounds.
Yeah, but it's mostly dead body weight.
Hey, can we listen to Kid A?
Oh, yeah. Do you mind if we listen to Kid Rock?
That's what I meant.
That's perfect.
Seed. An American family moves west to California for work, but the only work available is making curtains.
Aaron, I just have to say, and Casey, go ahead and just drop this in earlier. Just want to say, singing Sweet Home Alabama, all Frankenstein. Thank you.
And Aaron, I just want to say, John Steinbeck's The Drapes of Wrath.
Nice. A small village is being terrorized by a mysterious duck who lives in a castle and seems to be out for blood.
Quackula?
Yes, and I would like to see a scene. Adel, you
I
are Quackula
in
JBC. You are his victim.
Okay, fuck off. Get the fuck out. Fuck off. Hey, I'm trying to walk to the bank. Get away from me. What? Are you trying to communicate with me?
I want your blood.
You wet the bed? Oh, buddy. I mean, don't worry about it. Don't let it be like a big thing. Hey, show me. Show me. Okay, this is a duck pod. It doesn't matter if you pee in this. No one's ever going to be able to tell if you pee in this pod. And I'm sure all the other ducks are doing it.
Hooray!
You know what? Are all the other ducks, are they, like, giving you trouble? Are they, like, are you kind of like a nerd duck? Okay, I never do this. Oh. You see my Camaro? Yeah, that bad piece of road rage, that's mine. Check this out. Take the keys. It's yours for the day.
What?
Yeah. Go for it, man. Have the time of your life. Show those other ducks who's boss.
Out on the highway, looking for adventure.
Scene. Not the Quackula scene we wanted, but the Quackula scene we deserved.
I should have used a normal voice.
No. It was perfect. I also really...
And by the way, everyone listening... That is a normal voice. So if you have duck voice and that's your voice,
no
judgment, you're normal, okay?
I'm going to get back to this list, but I'm feeling some major regret right now, so I have to go back to one of them before and ask for a scene.
Mm.
JBC, you're the great Gatsby. Mm-hmm. You're Gatsby and you know how he's like never really present at his parties?
Sure.
This is the night he decides to like make a speech. And come out and address everyone. So be the great Gatsby making a speech at his party.
Gotcha.
Can I be the green light?
You can.
Thank you.
Me? Ow. That's my soul. It hurt me, ow, to be so distant from all of you. But tonight I want to make amends. And I want to do it in a way where... I kind of explain what my behavior has been like, and...
Hey, man, we're trying to party.
Yeah, I know. I'm the great Gatsby. I'm usually all around these parties. I'm usually right there with you, but tonight it's a little different for me, so I'm trying to make things a little different.
Sure. Just hurry up. I'm trying to do coke off a billboard. Hurry.
Okay. We're all trying to do coke. It's, I think, illegal at this point.
Yeah, West Egg law.
Sure, it's in everything. Look, I don't want to string you all around, Well, I'd be honest, I'd love to string you all around, play with you for hours, get bored of you, and then walk across the room and then run back to you and pounce. But I have something inside of me that needs to come out. And I know that I only get one shot, 9 shots at a life. And so I want to stop being so dishonest with myself. Whew. I knew it was going to be hard to do this sober. Does anyone have a nip? Anyone have a little nip?
And I'm going to hand you some catnip in a champagne.
Did you say rabies?
Sorry about that.
Oh, look, perfect. Big stretch.
Big stretch.
The world is getting way too phony, so our hero simply floats away.
Catcher in the bye.
Yep, kind of. Catcher in only... the...
Oh, wait.
Sky.
I thought there was only one book where at the end the person floats away.
Modest Mouse?
100 Years of Solitude. At the end of it, everyone just like floats up into the sky, right?
That's just shitty writing. That's just who doesn't know how to end their book.
Then he floated up in the sky. Is that what happens to Holden Caulfield? He floats away?
No, it's just using the word sky. Trying to find a way to use the word sky. After the death of both their parents, Soda Pop and his brothers...
John Lennon. Is that the end of that book? He shoots John Lennon?
Yes.
I believe
he's
so.
He's carrying a copy of Mark David Chapman.
Uh-huh.
After the death of both their parents, Soda Pop and his brothers resolved to never leave their home again.
Pop guys.
This one's funny, I think.
Hey, Olive Oil.
Home Alones? I don't know Soda Pop.
Soda Pop. Tom Cruise is in the movie.
Book. Oh, Pelican Briefs.
No. When he was a teen.
I know this one.
Cocktails.
Say the riddle again.
After the death of both their parents, Soda Pop and his brothers resolved to never leave their home again. This one might be my favorite.
The Insiders?
Yeah. Instead of the Outsiders.
Pony Golden Boy?
Isn't that funny?
That's very good.
Yeah.
Outsiders.
A pair of silly old ladies, one in Paris and one in London, watch the escalation of the French Revolution.
A Tale of Four Titties.
Down and Out in Paris and London?
No, but you can have that title, and I want a script on my desk on Monday morning.
Can I hear it one more time?
A pair of silly old ladies, one in Paris and one in London, watch the escalation of the French Revolution. What's a story about France and London during the French Revolution?
Les Miserables.
A tale
of two biddies.
There you go.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
I said a tale of two titties, and that's...
You said a tale of four titties.
Yeah, because there's two women.
Be respectful, Aaron.
Sorry.
I want to see a scene...
I'm actually really not sorry about that.
I would never call a woman a biddy, okay?
I want to see a scene. The two of you are... you're smack dab in the middle of the French Revolution, like, as it's happening, and you're not really partaking, but you're huge gossips. So you're like meeting up as things happen to kind of gossip about it all.
Did you see all of the noblemen are apparently losing their heads?
No. Is that true? Yes,
I believe so. I mean, obviously the revolutionaries are in the street and I'm shutting myself up inside of my house. So I'm getting my information very secondhand.
Did you hear? Baguette? Eiffel Tower? I'm not a spy. I'm definitely
Annalise, are you having a stroke?
No. Champs-Élysées?
Mm-hmm. Does it smell like a burning toast?
It does.
Yes, you're having a stroke.
Bonjour.
It's okay. We are French. There is a cure. Have some wine. Have a cigarette. That will cure you of all that ails you.
Any gossip from me today? I heard that there's a romance happening on the barricade. Two people are falling in love.
Cosette?
Oui. Bonjour. How are you?
I walk into the restaurant, Rue de Paris, right down the street. Usually very popping, very busy. What do I find in there? Empty chairs and empty tables. No one is eating in there. My guess is that's one of the cooks. Sneeze in the field, probably sneeze in the mashed potatoes, and everyone got sick.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
See.
Bonjour.
I don't know if I told you to, but when when Gemma and I went to Paris last month, 2 months ago.
Yeah, you told us.
That's all. end of story.
Oh, man.
We like landed, and as we were going to our hotel, we landed at the airport. As we were going to our hotel, I was like, I wonder if we're going to see, have you guys seen the TV show Call My Agent?
Oh, no. Yeah, the French TV show.
It's incredible. Yeah. But I was kind of just, I was like, I wonder if as we're walking around, we'll see one of the actors from Call My Agent. And Jen was like, that'd be fun. And then I caught myself and I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. And she's like, what? I'm like, that's like going to New York and being like, I hope I see David Schwimmer. It's like, you're not going to see fucking David Schwimmer walking around. So on our second day there, we're going to this like renowned patisserie. And as we're walking, we see the guy who plays Gabriel, one of the leads, walk past us holding a big baguette. And we get into the patisserie and we're like, is that Gabriel from Call My Agent? They're like, yeah, he's here every week. And we're like, motherfuck, we did it.
That's amazing.
Wow. You manifested it.
It was thrilling. It was truly thrilling.
We have two more and then we'll be done. A Victorian era scientist creates a machine to help him write poetry.
Is this a Jules Verne book?
I actually don't know, Geraldo. I'll look it up.
It creates a machine. Oh, yeah.
Or H.G. Wells?
H.G. Wells, yeah. Oh, this is a little thing that we like to call the rhyme zone machine.
Close enough, the rhyme machine.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, you're Aaron Keefe, and you've just invented a rhyme machine to help you with rhyming. JPC, you're the machine.
Oh, thank God.
But you're getting very frustrated.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. I have this rhyme machine.
Okay.
Now.
Searching memory banks. Okay. Slow day. Rhyme, slow day.
I'm feeling just okay. It's probably because it's a slow day.
Rhyme accepted.
Great, okay. What about...
Searching memory banks. Come.
I'm having a hard time thinking. I guess to clear my head, I'll just go come. I don't love that.
Rhyme accepted.
Scene.
Context not important. Rhyme accepted.
This is my new favorite game.
Oh, brother. Okay. A man with terrible gas...
Brother.
Searching memory banks.
A man with terrible gastrointestinal problems.
Intestinal problems, yeah.
Goes deep into the Congo.
Famous
you
book
know
about
this.
A, famous book about a man with gastrointestinal problems.
Gorillas in the shit. Gorillas in the pissed. Gorillas in the...
Bongo. Fongo. Is this like Love in a Time of Cholera?
It's a really dark book. There's a big old movie made about it that has kind of a different name.
Batman?
Oh.
The Dark Knight?
The Dark Golden Shower.
The Scarlet Letter. Heart. In the Heart of Darkness.
Yep. But?
In
the Fart of Darkness.
We will accept both answers because both are written down. Best, Christina Kahn. Thank you, Christina.
Real quick, I want to see a scene. This is, we are going to... we're going to be playing like Jeopardy. You two are the final two contestants on Jeopardy. You both think that the answer to the question is what is a shart, but you both don't want to say shart on national TV. Okay. All right, Adel, you buzzed in.
Yes. What is kind of
Adel? We're like going to need your answer.
Oh, yes. What is like a little tummy trouble?
Judges. Can you be more specific?
It's like a little tummy trouble, but like you mess your, and you look down and what once was clean is now no longer
clean. I'm getting four thumbs downs from the judges and then one judge doing the with his hand. So we are going to need a little more specific. Aaron, do you have a chance to steal? New Jeopardy rule. You have a chance to steal.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. Watch your language on the show. We can't say the word that you just said.
Sorry.
So we'll have to pass
what
to
is
Aaron.
The fuck?
No. That is incorrect. That was a great guess. Aaron.
Who is Shard of Darkness?
Wow.
Well, we don't know who the Shard of Darkness is, but we thank him for protecting our city.
Scene. Who has something to plug?
Owner
Step
of
on
a lonely
up.
Shart. I have something to plug. I recently guested on two podcasts. The first one is called Two Bandits Watching Bluey, It's a Bluey Review podcast. I did a quick little segment on that, so please listen to that. And then I also guested on a podcast called Just Ghoul With It, G-H-O-U-L, Ghoul, Just Ghoul With It.
Nice.
And they review scary movies, and I reviewed one of my favorite recent movies that I think I saw with JPC. I definitely saw with JPC, which was a Nicolas Cage vehicle called Mandy. I believe you and I saw that at the Music Box in 2018.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most visually pleasing movies of all time, but absolutely batshit bonkers.
I just guested on a podcast I would love everyone to check out. It's called Paul Giacolotti, and it's a podcast where we just talk about Paul Giamatti's various health issues. I think you can get that wherever you find podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. Aaron, is there anything that you would like to plug?
Oh my God. Whatever that was.
Paul, what is it called? Paul?
It's called Paul Giacolotti.
Like a blood clot?
Yeah, you have to listen to the show.
Okay.
I would like to plug a show I've been really enjoying lately, which is The Lost Kitchen. It's Erin French. She's a chef in Freedom, Maine, and I am obsessed with the show. I just got her cookbook from my mom for my birthday. It is, if you enjoy cooking or you're looking to be inspired, I can't stress to you how good this show is. So check it out, The Lost Kitchen. I think it's on Discovery Plus.
Fantastic.
And you said she's the main French chef?
Nope. I said something like that. Her name is Erin French. Seriously, though, she has a restaurant that you can only get a reservation for it if you send in a postcard. And she did it to save her local post office because it was going to shut down because she lives in such a small place.
That couldn't have worked.
It did work.
Oh.
That's how many postcards she gets. And then if you win the lottery of the postcards, if your postcard gets pulled, she cooks a meal with all fresh ingredients, and she makes up the menu every week based on what the farms around her have. And she is so cool, and she has failed so many times, and she's struggled so much, and she keeps getting back up, and her entire staff is women. You have to watch the show.
That's incredible.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of all that food, reminded me, I'm going in December. I'm taking my mom on a vacation to Charleston. So if any listeners know where I should go in Charleston, please let me know. I don't know the city. I've never been. I don't know what's going on there or what I should do. Please inform me. Reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram or hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
Remember, reach out to Adel and hashtag it on all social media, Charleston Shoes. So that's Charleston, C-H-O-O-S-E, Charleston Shoes.
Aaron, I have a bit of a pun for you.
Sure.
This is a 2015 space opera film written and directed and co-produced by the Wachowskis.
Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
Ascending.
That's correct. I guess it's not really a pun. It was just straightforward.
The name of
Have
the
you
movie?
Watched Eddie Redmayne yell in that movie recently?
Oh, is that
That's
where he's
the one
like,
that he's in, right? Yeah.
He's like, bye forever.
Yeah, he's like, bye forever. But YouTube Eddie Redmayne, Jupiter Ascending, you will laugh.
Because he'll be like, bye forever. He has that really intense moment. JPC, how was your week?
We just started the show over. JPC, how are you? Casey, Tony did the editing. Every parent did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navarro. Hey there, turkeys and pies. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Not had enough Thanksgiving yet? Well, you can join us for a Thanksgiving family dinner. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there. Gobble, gobble.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.